Chapter 1. May 1824. Somewhere on the road from London to Gloucestershire, the middle of the night. Dear Miss Bridgerton, thank you for your kind note at the loss of my wife. It was thoughtful of you to take the time to write to a gentleman you have never met. I offer you this pressed flower as thanks. It is naught but the simple red campion, Silene dioica, but it brightens the fields here in Gloucestershire, and indeed seems to have arrived early this year. It was Marina's favourite wildflower. Sincerely, Sir Philip Crane. Eloise Bridgerton smoothed the well-read sheet of paper across her lap. There was little light by which to see the words, even with the full moon shining through the windows of the coach, but that didn't really matter. She had the entire letter memorised, and the delicate pressed flower, which was actually more pink than red, was safely protected between the pages of a book she'd nipped from her brother's library. She hadn't been too terribly surprised when she'd received a reply from Sir Philip. Good manners dictated as much, although even Eloise's mother, surely the supreme arbiter of good behaviour, said that Eloise took her correspondence a bit too seriously. It was common, of course, for ladies of Eloise's station to spend several hours each week writing letters, but Eloise had long since fallen into the habit of taking that amount of time each day. She enjoyed writing notes, especially to people she hadn't seen in years. She'd always liked to imagine their surprise when they opened her envelope, and so she pulled out her pen and paper for most any occasion. Births, deaths, any sort of achievement that deserved congratulations or condolences. She wasn't sure why she kept sending her missives, just that she spent so much time writing letters to whichever of her siblings were not in residence in London at the time, and it seemed easy enough to pen a short note to some far-off relative while she was seated at her escritoire. And although everyone penned a short note in reply, she was a Bridgerton, of course, and no one wanted to offend a Bridgerton. Never had anyone enclosed a gift, even something so humble as a pressed flower. Eloise closed her eyes, picturing the delicate pink petals. It was hard to imagine a man handling such a fragile bloom. Her four brothers were all big, strong men, with broad shoulders and large hands that would surely mangle the poor thing in a heartbeat. She had been intrigued by Sir Philip's reply, especially his use of the Latin, and she had immediately penned her own response.
Dear Sir Philip, thank you so very much for the charming pressed flower. It was such a lovely surprise when it floated out of the envelope, and such a precious memento of dear Marina as well. I could not help but notice your facility with the flower's scientific name. Are you a botanist? Yours, Miss Eloise Bridgerton.
It was sneaky of her to end her letter with a question. Now the poor man would be forced to respond again. He did not disappoint her. It had taken only 10 days for Eloise to receive his reply. Dear Miss Bridgerton, indeed I am a botanist, trained at Cambridge. Although I am not currently connected with any university or scientific board, I conduct experiments here at Romney Hall, in my own greenhouse. Are you of a scientific bent as well? Yours, Sir Philip Crane. Something about the correspondence was thrilling. Perhaps it was simply the excitement of finding someone not related to her who actually seemed eager to conduct a written dialogue. Whatever it was, Eloise wrote back immediately.
Dear Sir Philip, heavens, no, I have not the scientific mind, I'm afraid, although I do have a fair head for sums. My interests lie more in the humanities. You may have noticed that I enjoy penning letters. Yours in friendship, Eloise Bridgerton.
Eloise hadn't been certain about signing with such an informal salutation, but she decided to err on the side of daring. Sir Philip was obviously enjoying the correspondence as much as she. Surely he wouldn't have finished his missive with a question otherwise. Her answer came a fortnight later. My dear Miss Bridgerton, but it is a sort of friendship, isn't it?